Officials with Lexington's Catholic Action Center worry such a law could impact, if not curtail, their services for needy citizens. A number of homeless individuals appeared before members of the Urban County Council's Public Safety Committee Tuesday. Among them was Joy Bailey, who is staying at the Community Inn along Winchester Road.
They provide medical attention, medication, needs and necessities for anyone who has nothing. They keep the homeless from freezing to death on the streets and the railroad tracks.
Several speakers from the Community Inn asked for churches and nonprofits to be excluded from any new nuisance law. Committee members also heard from B.W. Blanton, Jr. His uncle owns 9 commercial and residential properties near the shelter. Blanton says he came out of one of the buildings last spring to find a man urinating in the bushes nearby.
Of course, I asked him to leave, and he did. And I watched him, and I followed him to where he went. And he went to the shelter and stood there in the shelter with the other people that were there.
Blanton says people need to be given the dignity of having an appropriate place to use the restroom. Any property, whether business, residential, or nonprofit, could be deemed a chronic nuisance based on the number of complaints set out in the ordinance. Retired Lexington police officer Keith Gaines says non-responsive property owners could face fines double the current amount. But Gaines says the intent is to get the issues addressed.
That has to be a documented issue that was found when somebody got there, whether it's a code enforcement. There has to be documentation, either through a report or citation from some government entity that would make it a valid complaint.
Gaines says the ordinance would pertain to all kinds of nuisances, from code enforcement matters to trash to ongoing disturbances. The Public Safety Committee didn't vote on the proposal Tuesday, and it's unclear when the issue might be considered, but it could get a vote before the end of the year. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.